Federal Judge Richard Young ruled Indiana's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional in an order handed down late last month. 2 days later, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay of that ruling, halting its effects. But in between, hundreds of same-sex marriages were licensed throughout the state. In an advisory memo sent out this week, Governor Mike Pence's general counsel, Mark Ahern, says executive branch agencies should comply with the Seventh Circuit's stay and act as though Judge Young's order was never issued. Hoosiers Unite for Marriage spokesman Kyle McGrath says that decision is deeply disappointing.
I was there, you know, at the county clerk's office, and all I saw were loving and committed couples having their opportunity to protect their families, and now knowing that those marriages aren't going to be respected is certainly a big blow.
Pence says he understands that there's confusion created by different federal court decisions.
But as governor of the state of Indiana, I have to see to it that the state of Indiana operates in a manner consistent with Indiana law. And our general counsel has advised this is the proper course of action.
In Ahern's memo, he notes that the state will recognize the marriage of one same-sex couple, Nikki Quasney and Amy Sandler, as ordered by the federal appeals court. Quasney and Sandler, who were married in Massachusetts last year, sought emergency recognition because Quasney is terminally ill with ovarian cancer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.